Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I've got shows, people, and I want to see you out there. Come on out. Let's have a good time. Let's try and forget about the past 2 years. Let me give you the details, all right, so you can get tickets and make plans. Coming up on January 14th, basically Friday, I'll be in Chicago at the Chicago Theater for one night only. That's January 14th at Chicago Theater, one night only. Then January 21st and 22nd, I will be in New York City at the Beacon Theater. Who's gonna come to New York City? Anyway, next up after that, you can catch me at the Capital One Hall in Tysons, Virginia, January 28th and January 29th. All right, so more shows are being added, but just keep checking my website, russellpeters.com, for updates. And now, please enjoy the show.
Welcome to this episode of Culturally Canceled, our first one back.
What is the show called?
Culturally Canceled.
Oh, of course, I know that because I'm an avid listener.
Yes.
But I'm like, and you are Russell Brand. Is that
Russell,
correct?
Yeah.
Russell Brand.
And I'm the good brand.
That looks like a vibrator and an inhaler right there, but I think it's.
I definitely
would. It's a microphone.
Yeah, okay. No, that's actually a lighter.
Oh. Well, you, so you is will, a vibrator.
You
in many
will
ways.
Set your yes. vagina on fire with that one. sitting in with me today is the lovely, talented, my dear friend and Canadian homie, Caroline Ray.
I'm so excited to be in your backyard.
That's and also sitting in with us today is my good friend. How do I describe you, Billy?
Virgo.
He's a Virgo. He was very important in the party scene in LA in the 90s, and now he's also a what do? It's a party planner. New party planner.
I wouldn't say a party planner, but
you know what? I will tell the dirty look that was given since we're not actually on camera.
Bill Hammond.
When you called him a party planner.
Well, listen, I don't know. I actually don't know what the fuck Billy does, but Bill Hammond is sitting in with us today. He's kind of a nobody, but he's a really great guy.
well, that's thank a thing. You. And we have Court Chester.
Yeah. You know? Oh, look at that! Look at you racking those pictures. Jesus.
Jesus.
Wow.
No, that was pre-baby.
Yeah, put those away, lady. You're going to hurt somebody.
God, we really get... Wow, that is a good picture.
Yeah.
I hired two people to hold them all night.
That's right.
They were... That was when I was at the Golden Globes. Good night, everybody.
Wow.
Look at Bill.
I love it. Look at your rack. Like, only two comics. You know what I mean? Anyone else, I'm like, yeah, look at him. Everyone else would be like, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, yeah, they look good.
Yeah, they really do.
I sent that picture. Yeah, on occasion.
That's a good pick.
Like, oh, did I mean? I meant to send this to. No.
Was that in Montreal there? Was that.
You know where that is? That is where. Okay, so I was headlining at Caroline's many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked backstage, and Kim Whitley was mm-hmm. backstage going through my purse. And I was like, hi. And she's like, you left your purse open. Someone's going to go through it. I'm like, clearly, you are going through it.
Yes.
And then she and I became friends, mm-hmm. and then I did a pilot.
Only because you wanted to get your shit back.
Yeah, exactly. I did a pilot called Plan B, and she played... It was the show was about basically going to a Weight Watchers meeting, and mm-hmm. then it explained why I ate the way I ate in flashbacks. Because I was, you know, mm-hmm. and she was one of the people in it. And then she and I got cast together in a movie, The Perfect Man, and that's the premiere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Perfect Man, who was in that again?
Heather Locklear.
That's
Chris
right.
Noth.
But Kim sure looks good these
and
days.
Hillary
Kim's,
Duff.
She's gotten.
She looks amazing.
She's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, she's the queen of Weight Watchers.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Weight Watchers ambassador for like a year and a half.
Really? She doesn't talk about
it. Okay, why? Do we really have to Google me?
What year was that?
It was yesterday. Can we not? Can we not look at? Oh, Hilary Duff. Hilary Duff. In that movie.
Was she the kid?
Are we really gonna do this? Because I'm gonna Google some like things of you in a moment.
Just whatever you say, Eddie will Google it. So.
All right. Russell's Peters. Peter.
I have that. In a, I have that in a file on my phone. I can show you that myself.
Is it so big that I'm gonna have to scroll?
No, no.
Will I get cock
waiting? It's actually so small you're gonna need to magnify it. Hey, there's Kim.
Mm-hmm. Look, she was wearing the Michael Jackson glove. I think the movie's old.
She looked like she was going to the G.I. Joe premiere. Oh, and the glove. Wow. Yeah, I just saw that.
Hey, this is a horrible. Who is doing this?
Eddie.
Who?
Eddie.
Eddie.
What, Eddie. How? I think
how
Eddie's a breast
with
man.
Their hands. Good Lord. Okay.
Was this pre-Sabrina?
Jesus, no, it was after. Stop looking at this picture.
I mean, you look great. What are you talking about?
I know, but.
You need to be, you know, celebrated.
What? You know what the worst thing is? When you look at, when you Google pictures of yourself now, it'll say like Russell Peters old, Russell Peters young.
Yeah, there's that 10-year challenge going on right now.
Oh, like, yeah, I saw that.
I'm not doing that.
Who does that?
I'm not. First
people
of all,
people who have had work and like.
First of all, I'm not going to do it because I know how much fatter I got in 10 years. Secondly, I don't need the government to see drastic comparisons, so they have actual footage of me. You know.
We have a little problem with the government.
No, but you never know. I mean, why put it out there?
So when you do movies,
yeah,
you will not be using your actual face.
Yeah, I'll be like, CGI a new one on there.
Okay, if you stop doing this, I'll tell you any story that you want. Literally any story.
All right, Eddie. Eddie, let her live, Eddie.
Do you love football?
No.
Okay, I like that about you.
I'm not a team sport guy at all.
What, you just like one-on-one, like MMA?
MMA kind of? And boxing, that's all I do.
Oh, that's right, you're a boxer.
I box, and now I do jiu-jitsu for the past 6 years now.
Wow.
No shit's coming on 7 now. All right.
You know what? I watched yesterday Cobra Kai.
I've never watched. You know
it's so good. Stop. Oh, I thought it was me again.
Wow.
God. Okay, now we're just distracted. You really are a Libra. You can't focus at all. Over here.
I know.
Here.
Eddie's got the TV going on for no reason.
Eddie, turn it off.
He was trying to put the game on.
Yeah, fuck
you
it.
You were trying
Eddie.
To put the game on? Could I feel less important?
That was for Bill, because I don't give a shit about football. You could have 10 football games. I'm like, I don't care about it.
So why do you love my dad was an amateur boxer. He broke his nose 5 times. Very good at it.
I broke mine once, and it just continuously kept breaking. I never fixed it. It would just sit in place, and then it would shift.
Oh, God. Painful.
So it's still broken.
But. Okay. So I'm going to talk, because I've been a host, too, that I'm going to talk about the ginormous success of your career and what it's the large. Because I remember saying to you, can I please open for you in South Africa?
Yeah. And I would let you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd like to open for you now. I think that would be a good combo.
Yeah.
I have everyone who watched Sabrina. They're mm-hmm. now in their 70s. And then all the people.
Or at least born in the 70s.
What's the largest amount of people you ever performed for? Largest amount of people?
Yeah, that's right. The largest
number
audience.
Of people.
I think it was like 18,000 or something like that.
No, more than that.
2 nights in a row, though, so 36,000. I mean, you know.
Wow. Are we going to just keep doing the math? That'd be very amazing. 54,000 people eventually. Yeah.
But the venue could only hold 18.
72,000
people. Yeah, right?
I opened for Bill Cosby for 40,000 people at the Ford corporate party.
Ford corporate party had how many people?
40,000.
What, do they have every Ford dealership or
everyone
in the world?
In Detroit.
I feel like we were in Vegas.
Oh, could
it had to be Vegas.
It had to be Vegas.
How do you fit 40,000 people? What do they do, get an arena?
Yeah, we were in an
probably
arena.
Probably MGM in the back there.
And how long ago was that?
200 years ago. Wow. Maybe 100 years
no,
ago.
No, which version of Bill was it?
The one we didn't know everything bad.
Okay, so it was still America's Sweetheart Bill? You know, my wife was his assistant for a few years.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. When he was doing Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Wow.
And she said she doesn't believe any of it. She said, I was with him every day for 2 years. I don't believe one word of it. She said, I was in with him close quarters every single day.
But his experience with her is not that case. But
well, that's why she doesn't believe it.
There's a lot of evidence. No, you don't, I think it's just like you don't want to believe it. You don't want to believe, but there's a lot of evidence that shows that it happened.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I just have to go with what she says because I didn't know.
I mean, he was a complete. I've never seen anybody have control of an audience like that.
Yeah.
And somebody screamed out of the audience, you're old. And the audience. And he eviscerated that man.
Yeah.
Oh my God, some young punk saying, like, you're old. And I was like, oh. All right.
How is that even? Like, I have kids say that to me on the internet when I post them. Man, you got old. I'm like, you know what the opposite of getting old is, stupid? Fucking not getting old. And then you want to meet them, and I go, I'm going to make sure you don't get old because I'm going to fucking kill you my damn self.
By the way, Do you want to go to a doctor your age or a 22-year-old doctor?
I don't want to go to no damn young doctor.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And you're not old.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
It's not the middle ages.
I don't want my
for
doctor
God's
googling
sake.
What the symptoms are. I could have done that. my back hurts. Oh, that's weird. Mine doesn't. Yeah, because you're fucking 20. You just got your back. You got a brand new back. Your back still has warranty.
I am.
Billy, you're old. Let's talk about you.
I was saying that there are very few middle-aged phone sex operators. Because they'd be like, hey, what, you want to come over? And I'll get on top of you. Well, I can't get fully on top of you because I tore my meniscus. But, you know.
It's funny when people call me middle-aged. I go, I can't be middle-aged anymore. I'm 51 years old. Am I living to 102? Get the fuck out of here.
You know what? There's a new middle age. The middle age now 40 extends is middle into age. Your 70s, I think.
Yeah, 40
when
is max.
In Los Angeles, it extends into your 80s because of, you know, all the stem cell creepy stuff that people take.
Yeah, but everybody looks like they've been in a plastic melting accident. Just
they really do. Yeah. They've been way too close to the fire.
Look at Billy. He's got a nice glow to him. And you're, what, 73, Bill?
63,
sorry.
Bill's. How is it that you're friends? Because you've irritated Bill insanely.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Party planner. Where the fuck?
I know. Party planner.
Bill, that was your opportunity to say what it is you do.
Giant massive events created vaccines for an entire community. He's a party planner. If you're having a birthday party,
I don't know the exact terminology. You're an event planner.
Yes, an event producer, yes.
Okay, what's your biggest event that you're ready to do? I'm very bossy, you know, I'll just ask
it. Let it happen, lady, be you. You're in a safe space.
Cool. An event with Stevie Wonder for Nelson Mandela in South Africa.
Oh.
You put that together?
When?
How many people?
40,000.
And one. We're going to be very Price is Right. 40,001.
40,001. Yeah. So definitely not a party. That was, no.
And then, I guess Stevie didn't see that, but how did you like that show?
It was great. It went well. And then, you know, with Stevie Wonder for 11 years, producing a house full of toys with him.
Did you do it when I did it?
So I produced it from 97 to 2008.
Oh, I did it in 2010.
Yeah, that Ricky Minor took over and Live Nation took over after me.
Right. Yes, I did it. I hosted it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Me and Tommy Davidson hosted it in 2010.
Yeah, so that was 3 years after I left.
Where is Tommy Davidson? I haven't seen him in
years. He's great. He lives in Orange County now.
Orange County. I just saw him.
He's married. He just had another baby.
Just wow. had, yeah. He's yeah. got five kids now.
Yeah, but he's like 60 now, right? Almost.
Tommy's 60.
Yeah. Tommy's 60.
And he just had a baby?
He just had another baby.
Don't you think it's better? I mean, I was not 60. I was 43. But, like, I'm much better off having been an older mother than...
Well, yeah, because...
I don't want to be doing open mics with a baby.
Yeah, no.
You know?
I had my daughter at 40 and my son at 49. So, yeah. I like to double end, bookend my life. My 40s were fucked. How were your 40s? I don't know. I don't know what they were like.
My being a comedian with a 13-year-old daughter, it's like the heckler followed me home from the comedy club.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, that's not funny. Ew, ew, stop. You're wearing that? I'm like, you're hurting my feelings. It's very mean. And then she feels terrible because she's a Libra.
Mm-hmm. When's her birthday?
October 20th.
Oh, no. Oh, she's my brother's birthday.
Really?
Yep. Same day as my brother.
Do you want to know something really weird? I keep on meeting men that are born October 8th. I've literally met three men born October 8th. One I hadn't seen in 20 years, one I hadn't seen in 25 years, and one I hadn't seen in 40 years. And they're all born October 8th, which just goes to show that when a man says, I will call you back, he means within his lifetime. Just like...
October 8th, I got nobody.
Thank you, Courtney.
October 8th.
Courtney and I are having a conversation. And you guys are checking dates. And
I'm checking the October date. Hey, be careful. That's a lighter as well.
That's a lighter?
Yeah, don't hold it upside down. You're going to burn your pants off.
No, so it looks... First of all, why would you have a lighter like that?
For my cigars.
God, for your cigars and...
Because you can't use a regular flame. It's too weak. You need a jet.
Right. What are we talking about now?
For lighting a cigar.
Okay.
I think she's talking about the shape and the form.
Oh, the phallic lighter that I have?
No, it's not phallic. It looks like you would kill a man with that.
Like, it looks like a brass knuckles kind of
thing. Like a taser.
Oh,
yeah, well, if you put the flame high, look.
No, oh my God! What's wrong with you?
Oh my God!
Bless you, COVIDer.
It's allergies, actually. because the weather
maybe
just
you're allergic to giant flame throwing devices. What the hell? That's who gave you that? Siegfried
Eddie.
And Roy?
Eddie.
Why do you have that? Okay, what are your dreams and aspirations? What are you going to do besides develop a sitcom?
Oh, I don't know if that's a dream anymore, but I think just to become financially secure again and not have to worry, depend on anything. I don't want to depend on any gigs. I don't want to rely. I want to become a smarter investor in life.
You know what? I truly believe this. Everybody's made amazing decisions, and everybody's made terrible decisions.
I've done both of those.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Everybody has. Yeah. I remember selling Apple at $155 because I bought it at $50, and I was like, this is amazing. I tripled my money.
Yeah.
Had I just kept that,
yeah.
Let's say I wouldn't be here right now looking at the scary later. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'd be having a huge, giant event planned by...
Bill Hammond.
Bill Hammond. A giant event.
A Bill Hammond production.
And it would go very well until I called him a party planner, and then he would take that giant lighter and
burn your party down.
Burn me. Eddie, what are you doing? Are we that boring? You're literally like playing Candy Crush. It's heartbreaking.
No, Eddie. You're looking up Bill Hammond.
Eddie's
the fact Googler. Paulie's the phone interrupter.
Hammond
at some point, his phone will go off.
Hammond Entertainment. Jeez. What was Nelson Mandela like?
Hair was very tall.
Warm, pleasant, calm.
Thank you, Mr. Hammond, for coming back home. Bringing Stevie Wonder with you. My village is happy. My whole country is happy. Siabonga, Mr. Hammond.
Siabonga?
Yeah, Siabonga means thank you in Zulu. In case you were wondering.
No.
In case you thought I was just making shit up.
Weren't you massive, massive, massive in South Africa?
That was the first place.
That was the first place that they
2001,
were crazy?
2001. First place I was ever famous.
Really? How did that happen? I mean, it's odd.
Wait a minute. What?
No. It's odd. Hey,
why does
there.
It say
no,
closed?
No. Where did you find that? That's...
That
it says close.
So funny. Hammond and Hammond party planner.
And it doesn't even have a time, like when it's going to reopen.
That is closed.
He just put that. That is not even on my building. Where is it? That's got to be 1990.
Ventura Boulevard, Sherman Oaks. Sounds like you.
Wow.
Yeah, that actually.
I'm not going to mention the two reviews.
That's
all.
Not the site.
You know what?
There it
one is.
Is
from Nelson and
there
one is from Stevie
site.
Wonder. There you go.
Let me ask you something. Are you making enough time for sexy time? Are you doing the pants off, dance off as much as you'd like? Is your afternoon delightful as it could be? Everybody wants a little more waka waka in their week, and Adam and Eve is here to help you get some more this year by giving you 50% off, plus free shipping on your entire order. All you have to do is go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Maybe you want some furry handcuffs. Weird, but whatever, it's your deal. Or a dildo that sticks to the wall of your shower. Seen that on videos. It's pretty good. I'm a fan. Or some fancy lube. I don't know what kind of fancy lube, but whatever you're into, they got it. Adam and Eve has everything under the sexual sun, so you'll find whatever freaky thing it is that you're curious about. Once you find the toy that scratches your itch, just enter offer code PETERS at checkout, and you'll get 50% off just about any item. Go to adamandeve.com, select one item, and get 50% off, including free shipping, when you enter offer code PETERS. That's P-E-T-E-R-S, PETERS, at adamandeve.com.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Mm. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's that in the top left?
Winona Judd.
Winona.
Don't forget, the last part of American is "I can." That's what I'll always remember Winona Judd telling me.
Is that what they told you?
I was like, what kind of wonder word play is that? So you're a Libra, so I was pointing out that sometimes in astrological signs, it's like a wonder word. All the things that you are in your sign, like right. Libra, air, liar, bra.
Wait a minute.
Bar, bile. Bile.
Now that's real. Now I believe it.
What was your first baby mama's birthday?
October something. She was a Libra too.
Oh, terrible. Oh, yeah. Jesus. It's like, oh, really? I'm going out to cheat on you tonight. Really? Who's going to say, but I'm cheating on you.
Yeah. I actually never cheated on her when I was married to her.
Really?
No.
Really?
She was convinced I did. I was like, I never did. I just didn't. I was like, I was married. I cheated on her once we broke up, but not once we were married.
Okay. And then
it's not really cheating after you break up.
I was like, no, it's called dating, but yeah. Okay. And how long were you married to her for?
A solid 14 months.
Oh. So. And how long did you know her before?
Before I married her, knew her, eight months.
This would be when we're going to write the book. This is in the poor decision.
It's already in the book. It's already in the book.
A poor decision.
Worse decisions have subsequently been made.
Really?
Yeah. You know that goes.
Do you ever listen to? This is what I realized. I've just had all my. I had 286 boxes delivered from New York. As I mentioned
stuff.
To your mother, I have the world's largest collection of empty notebooks with inspirational quotes on them.
Mm-hmm.
Can't. And so if you see me buying one of those, you're allowed to knock it out of my hand.
Yeah, just slap that shit
and
out
if
of
you
hand.
See me stopping in a Michael's craft store, you're allowed to knock me to the ground.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. If you see me... What's my favorite quote? I think Zip It Eddie is up there. Stop fucking Googling me. That would be my number two. And he's not a party planner. He's an event planner. Number three.
Yeah.
Little Aries Punko.
A Bill Hammond party.
How did you fall for Russell? How did you become his assistant?
Oh, no, that's a long story. Maybe we'll put it on.
Here's the abbreviated version. As I knew Eddie from another comic, and then Eddie went to jail. And when Eddie got out of jail, I hired him.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Like, he couldn't get a job because he's an idiot.
Well, no kidding. I don't think anybody is having their dream job here. So I think ex-con is on most resumes that applied for the job.
And because he had just gotten out of jail, I was paying...
Oh, a felon? All yeah. right. I have the guy for you. Yeah.
I was paying him in soups when he got out. How many ramens is that this week, Eddie?
Oh, my God. That's 28 cents a day, just like in prison.
Yeah.
You poor baby. What were you in prison for?
Receiving stolen goods, selling facial products.
Sorry, the second part makes me laugh.
Same stuff I'm using.
Yeah,
I was about to say, but you got Bill's attention. What?
Bill knows the story. You can't tell Bill.
Can I tell you something? That I went to visit a friend of mine in prison a few years ago, a Canadian, and it's ridiculous. First of all, I called...
The Canadian in America?
Yeah. I called prison many times, and I'm like, hi, this is Caroline Ray. This is my number. This is, you know, I'll be at my sister's if you can't reach me here. Finally, I get this guy calls me, and he's like, do you know that you're not allowed to call a prison? I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I want to visit my friend. I don't know how to do it. And he goes, all right, this is what you do. First of all, send us every document and proof of citizenship so you'll never feel comfortable ever again. Sent all that, and then he said... And another thing, don't wear a white button-down shirt and khakis. And I said, I won't because I don't work at Home Depot. And this guy had no sense of humor at all. Yeah. And he said,
and he
said,
got all excited.
I go, why is that? And he said, because that's what the prisoners wear, and we don't want you to be confused with the prisoner. And I go, well, that's quite hurtful because it's an all-male prison. But thank you. So I arrive at the prison, and it's like literally like, at the tumbleweed, like, you know, it's like, where were you in prison?
Here in downtown, Men's Central Jail.
Okay. Different prison. And so I'm like driving up and I get there. I swear to God, I've never been more recognized in my entire life. In order to work at that prison, you have to watch every episode of Sabrina, everything I've ever done on television. Literally, I looked up, I heard like, I was like, uh-oh. And I'm like, oh, they also told me that I could not wear yoga pants or any tight clothes. And I was like, okay. So
you don't want to be a temptress.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, all right. So I get there and the guy looks at me and he like he literally goes down, like lowers his head, and he goes, I know who you are. And I'm like, that's discomforting and disheartening. And I said, okay, hi. And like everyone was like, you know, I'm like, they're like, we're not allowed to take pictures. I'm like, understandably. So he then says, can you turn around, please? I'm like, okay. And he goes, great. You're all signed up to see your friend, but your pants are too tight. So you're going to have to, there's a Kmart about 16 miles away. You're going to have to get some different pants. And I go, these are actually, he goes, they're yoga pants, right? And I go, no. They have zippers on them. For some reason, I was wearing pants. They were like Chico's and with like zippers on the ankle. And the guy goes, and I go, I really don't want to drive 16 miles. These are not yoga pants. And I swear to God, this is true. He goes, I'll see if I can help you out. And I'm like, I don't want to owe you a favor. He calls. And I guess whatever the warden goes, listen, I have someone coming in to visit a prisoner or whatever. And they say the number, mm-hmm. which is horrifying. And he goes, yeah, the thing is her, her pants are too tight. And I'm like, oh, God, this is humiliating. And then I hear him go like this, extremely tight. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh.
So then I lose my mind, and I lean forward, and I say to the guy, I just want to tell you something. These pants are not tight. I've been on a gluten-free, sugar-free, dairy-free diet for 14 weeks, and yesterday I ate about 75 See's candy, Russell Stover, chocolate marshmallow Santas. And this is inflammation, and I'm just puffy. I'm literally telling him this. And I'm like, it's just puffiness, okay? They're not tight. It's inflammation. So any pants you make me go and buy at Kmart, they're going to be like this because I'm just puffy and I'm swollen from the salt. He looks at me and he's like, okay. So then this is the most humiliating. He goes like this. He goes, listen, her pants are too tight, but I'm going to say 100% they are in no way provocative.
Wow.
Fucking male prison? Nothing? Zero? Nobody in like isolation looks out? They're all going to go, oh no, she's obviously had too much salt. No. No.
Look at this puffy bitch. Hey, Puff Daddy. Puff Mommy's here. Can't get enough of that sugar crisp.
I think he hits.
It's funny because Eddie was a big hit in prison. They used to call him Shit Knuckles McGillicuddy.
Oh, Jesus. But you weren't puffy, and that's what counts. How long were you in prison for?
Three and a half months.
Oh, all right, good. I thought this poor guy was in it for 4 years.
No.
I don't know how. I think it's the worst system possible. It's a terrible, terrible...
Especially here in L.A.
Private prisons are disgusting.
Yeah, but now they're not arresting anybody.
What?
Yeah. Now they've just gone the opposite way. They're not arresting
anybody. Well, you get arrested, you get released right away as soon as they book you.
Right.
It's a law.
Even if you kill somebody, it's almost like you can still possibly get out.
Yeah.
It's very odd now.
So bad that one of the jails in downtown got shut down because of corruption and just was mismanaged.
Wow.
No.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
So wait, so you get out of prison and you think, I have a new lease on life. I'm going to work for Russell Peters.
I don't know what I was going to do.
But how did you find each other?
Well, he literally, what, did you get on a Thursday?
Yeah, and then that weekend you were...
He got out on a Thursday and came and saw me on the Saturday. And at the Ontario Improv. I was like, hey, what the fuck? He goes, yeah, I just got out of jail. I go, oh, shit, okay. And then after the show, I go, want to go to Vegas? So we drove to my house in Vegas because I still hadn't really gotten used to the distances in L.A.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, Ontario, it's like not far from Vegas, right? It's like an hour and a half, isn't it?
Oh.
And then so we drove to Vegas. Got to the house, went to sleep, and then woke up. I was like, shit, we better get back. Gotta get to Ontario. I literally woke up and went back to Ontario.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you still have a house in Vegas?
Yeah, I was just there. I came in last Sunday morning.
Are you a big gambler?
No. I used to be. If she looked clean, I wouldn't wear one. But I...
if what?
If she looked clean, I wouldn't wear one. No, I don't like gambling that much.
It's like you... This friend of mine has many children. and like he had children with different women. You just look at him, and I'm like, you've never bought a condom in your life.
I bought
and your
them.
Your pullout game is very weak.
No, I only have two kids, two mom baby moms, and a lot of sex under my belt, so I think I did pretty good. I mean,
how did you quit gambling?
I was never a gambler. Mm. I was never a gambler.
Oh, you're joking. Yeah. You were just a gambler with the babies.
Yeah, I was never. I'm not an, I don't have an addictive personality.
You don't?
No.
But you're no, I really?
No, not really.
I can't help myself on the vibe.
Bill Hammond.
But there's a type.
There was a type.
Yes.
There was a type. I got over the type.
Yeah.
And
big boobs.
Behinds.
Big ass, big boobs. Ass,
big boobs.
Dark hair.
Is this going to end in the word Kardashian?
I mean, there was a very Kardashian-esque-ness about them.
Yeah. Did you ever get a Kardashian?
No, I did not. One of my friends had a kid with one, though.
Yeah. Literally, the way you just said that, it was like, could you dehumanize people more? No, my friend had a kid with one. Like, they went on a ride at Disney.
Well, basically.
Oh, my God, did you go on the Kardashian kid ride? Yeah. Now that kid has a baby and a mother and...
Yeah. Well, okay, this
Who's your friend?
This is four different ex-girlfriends, okay?
Oh, my God. This is going to be like, I'm looking at the same thing? Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay, the fact that they're in this format...
No, I made that on purpose.
Oh, my God. I was like, good Lord. Everybody goes on these websites. I'm like, this is the same girl. Yeah, this is a joke.
No, no, it's well, four
different... You actually did that?
It might not be the same girl, but it's definitely the same surgeon.
There's...
four different women. Four.
Their cleavage is so big, they look like they have clefts in their chins, okay? Oh, my God. They're all the same woman. God, that's such a creepy type.
And that's why I got out of it.
This is the creepiest picture of you ever. Is it like, hello, look what I brought in? When I went to visit my friend at the prison, I was like circling because they were like moving the prisoners. And I looked, obviously panicked, and this woman came over and she goes, don't worry, darling, you get used to it. He's still your man no matter what. And I'm like, he's my friend's brother. Okay, so obviously you were obsessed with Demi Moore.
I don't know. It's
the creepy ass lascivious look on your face. It's all of them.
It's true. I do have a very creepy look, but
together these girls are
one person.
45. That's what I was gonna say. Between the four of them. Maybe 45.
Grouped up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least you know I got enough. You know.
What were all of their birthdays?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's see. February. So September, February, July, and July.
Wow.
And the mamas are. July and July?
July and October.
I'm sorry to ask this, not to diminish their value, because they're probably lovely girls, but do they all have boob jobs?
Three of them did.
Three out of the four boobs?
Three out of four boobs chose Crest.
How many do you take care of?
Only one of them. Only one breast.
You paid for one boob job. One boob.
One boob job.
I'll pay for one
you,
now.
You get one, I get one. But I take mine when I leave.
You paid for her boob job?
One of them, yeah.
What is that about?
I don't know. Why. Can I see that? It was like a long time ago. you want to see that too, Billy?
I have a question about that.
I just want to see the four-pack, because I've seen a two-pack before.
Okay, those are the most Virgo glasses ever, and I can tell all the way over here how good you smell. And I can't smell you right now, but I can tell you smell good.
There you go, Billy. Thank you. Yeah. Do I swipe?
No.
Oh.
Oh my God, that's the funniest.
No.
Did you hear him say no?
Like, first of all, as if any of them are available. All four are available right now.
Probably.
A lot of people go on the websites. The dating site I went on is TaskRabbit, and I'm very excited. I haven't asked.
I've heard of that.
Courtney's the only one who
understands. That's a dating one? TaskRabbit?
Four fucking men staring at me. Just Courtney laughing.
TaskRabbit, I've heard of that.
Eddie, get off your phone. I feel like I'm with my child. Eddie, get off your phone.
Eddie, your daughter's playing Roblox right now.
Of course she is.
Mine is.
That's why I bought the stock, to have it go from 84 to 139 to 84. That's why I like to buy a stock. Usually I like to buy a stock at 2, have it go to 1,000, and sell it at 1. I enjoy the ride.
I have to start doing that, because I don't know how to do that stuff.
You know, it's really stupid that they don't teach us any of this in school.
Yeah, they don't teach you that. They don't teach you the things
you need.
It's like you grew up.
I studied Latin for 5 years. So
I grew up in Toronto and I studied French for 9 years. I don't speak fucking French.
Right.
And when you go to Montreal, I've never wanted to go ouer la bibliothèque. I've never wanted to go to Montreal for a fucking library.
Vorrei abolire mia santa con quel calcuni originali.
See?
I'm looking for a few knickknacks for my living room, you know? I never had to say that ever except once at a flea market in Italy, and I've never been happier in my entire life. And then they answered, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I have no idea what the other... That's the only sentence I knew.
Did you learn Greek from your
from
ex?
Kostaki?
Yeah.
Yes, my daughter's name is Ava Ray Economopoulos. I've already explained to you that the Economopoulos is silent! Good night, everybody. It's just a Greek word, which means difficult to get along with. Where's Ange, speaking of sweet Greeks?
And he's on his way here, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Montreal.
His daughter and my daughter are very, very close.
They are?
So they're actually, just text me, I'll be here in 10 minutes.
I can't believe your little daughter doesn't watch that. I mean, the show that I was... She should watch Sabrina.
She should. Amazon Prime, for free. My daughter just plays Roblox, and then we'll look at weird things on YouTube. That's about it.
You know what? The worst is when they get into the unwrapping.
She already passed that phase. She passed the unwrapping.
I couldn't literally
I didn't understand that at all.
No, I got completely addicted. I'm like, no, we're going to watch another toy being opened.
Yeah, I didn't get that. It made no sense to me, the unwrapping videos.
Well, what do you watch? You watch unwrapping videos and just unwrapping clothes. That's
no, no,
all.
No. I watch
it's the same thing. What do you watch? Let's watch the Scar Channel. What do you watch?
No. I watch. You're not gonna believe me. I watch like lots of like astrophysics stuff. Lots of stuff on the James Webb Explorer that just got launched and the Hubble imagery and stuff.
I really don't believe any of this.
That's all I look at. So and Pawn Stars.
Oh my God.
I watch Pawn Stars clips
all
day.
Pawn Stars is quite addictive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty funny.
And I get mad when they don't buy it. I'm like, fuck, it was so close. I feel like invested, like I'm the one bringing the, like the, I'm the one that brought the product in. Or
I
when
feel
they,
like I could be on Storage Wars.
Storage Wars I used to watch a lot, too.
I had a storage unit sold off because my American Express card was stolen, and it was an automatic payment, and so it didn't pay. And of course, by the time I caught on that it was stolen and, you know... And they sold everything off. I was like, is there any way they could sell off the others?
I got all my stuff in Canada in a storage there. So I got to make sure my brother checks on that, too.
Don't they give you at least 30 days or 60 days?
No, it was really like a bad... I mean, honestly.
Wow.
I know. And I was very upset because I was in Worst Dressed in People magazine in 1990-something. And I had all the clothes. I was very upset to have lost them.
Yeah, you could have NFT'd them. No.
Exactly.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, explain to me in one sentence what an NFT is.
It is so basically. Let me do it in this terms.
First of all, you're losing all credibility that you were listening about astrophysics. No. You started with basically. Anyway, it is.
I have to think about how to word this properly. because I'm doing it in terms that a comic can understand. So I buy it.
You know what?
But up, up.
I know, because I'm a comic. I'm saying it for my purposes.
Okay. All right. Please don't feel you need to dumb it down for.
No. Bill. I need to dumb it down for me. I'm not worried about you. You know how to buy stocks. I don't even know how to fucking do that.
Eddie, by the way, owns more Bitcoin probably than any of us.
Eddie knows how to buy stocks, and he hasn't even fucking told me how.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically, I buy a ticket to your show, right?
Please.
For $100. I buy a ticket. I now own a ticket to the Caroline Ray show.
Yeah, and it's okay.
And now I've seen the show.
It's also a time machine that anyone's paying $100 to see me. But okay, all right, great.
Using the NFT world now, right? I buy I spent $100 on this ticket to buy the ticket to the Caroline Ray show.
Yeah.
The show's over now. I still have this ticket. I could sell this ticket and somebody else can see the same show right now. But I'm not going to sell it for $100. I'm going to sell it for $150 or $200. So that way I get my money back and then somebody else could see the same show. And you will get 90% of the $100 that I spent. So you get $90. And I sell it to him for $200. You're going to get $20 because you're getting 10% in perpetuity of whatever is left on that first purchase ticket. So if it sells for $200 next time, you're going to get $20. If it sells for $400, you know, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're forever getting money from this NFT.
Right. As long as they sell more than two tickets.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You become sort of like part of a club. It's like a group, and they all have it, and there could be more things added to it. We just have a big call on that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I think you're really lovely. That was a terrible, terrible explanation.
Listen, I don't claim to be the guy that knows it all.
No, and nor should you.
No. I watched all the James Webb stuff. I couldn't really tell you what it's going to be.
Who's James Webb?
He was a guy that initially had designed a telescope that could look deep, and then they made this really, really big telescope.
The Hubble?
Bigger than the Hubble.
Wow.
So the Hubble is a deep field.
That's not what Hubble said.
Hubble was a deep field imager, and then...
Deep field imager is Hubble, okay.
And James Webb can go further. It can go past what Hubble can do.
He's the Viagra of telescopes.
It's true. It's true. And it gets stiff out there.
Yeah.
So if the James Webb is stiff for longer than 4 hours, it needs to call back to doctor.
Call another planet. Yeah. Okay. And why? How did you get interested in this?
I'm always.
So if you weren't a comedian, which you are so clearly so funny, what would you be?
I would honestly probably be working in the mall.
Oh, and look at me. I said astrophysicist.
No, not even close. I didn't go to college. Nothing. I was never a good student. I'm a more life learner.
How old were you when you started doing stand-up?
19. I just turned 19.
And where'd you start?
Toronto. Yuck Yucks. Young and Eglinton.
And how quick was it? Meteoric.
I moved to LA on my 17th year of doing stand-up.
Wow.
It's okay. I've done one CD. I did it after my 20th year. Mm-hmm. And that's all I ever did was one CD.
You start? 89 as well?
Yeah.
Same as me. So we're both 33 years in the game.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what it is. But you didn't start in Montreal.
No, because I knew that, well, it was ridiculous. First of all, Bruce Hills took my apartment when I moved.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And he was not looking at me like I was a comedian. He was looking at me like I was his friend.
Right.
And he moved in with Elizabeth. And then...
They called me, by the way, on New Year's Eve, right at midnight on Montreal time.
Bruce,
Elizabeth, and the kids. Mikey. Aww. And the daughter.
Lizzie. Wait. Is it little Lizzie?
I don't know.
No.
Well, it was so Mikey. Adorable. And Mikey, horrible that I yes. Sorry, Bruce.
He is such a good man in ways that nobody will ever understand. Like
he really
taught. When my mom was dying, he was so there for me. And when my daughter's other godmother, Terry Diab, my mother and my best friend died of breast cancer the same year.
That sucks.
It was horrendous. And they
were in Montreal, both of them?
Yeah. And he took such good care of Terry. And he couldn't, there used to be the Lance Armstrong ride. Mm-hmm. And he did the ride for Terry, the 100 kilometers. He's a very good human being.
He's a good man.
And so is Lizzie. She's a very good human being.
But it's, you know, it's... You know,
but
it's,
but I couldn't... But he would never have helped me as a stand-up, honestly, at the beginning.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, he didn't help me either at the beginning.
Yeah, it's weird. They were very weird. Well, for me, I mean,
for Canadians, they were really. They were really in the 90s. It was not a fun place to be.
No, they were not supportive.
The first Just for Laughs I did was in 96. And I was 7 years in, and I was so excited to be doing it because, you know, that's when you thought you can get a development deal and change your life. That was the year that fucking Kevin James got his deal.
Wow.
And that kid Chicken won got a million dollar deal. Remember that?
Remember those million dollar deals?
Million dollar deals. And I was like, this is going to be the year, guys. I'm going to change my life.
Sue Costello got $1 million deal.
I don't even know who that is, but.
Okay, well, she was a funny girl.
So were these Canadian promoters, or did they own the comedy stores?
They loved Americans more than Canadians, I felt.
Yeah,
was hard. And they would put you on like the Montreal show or the local show. And
yeah, that's when I got put on. So when I got on the first year, I had to fly myself to Montreal, put myself up, and then I was doing that show, Comedy Night in Canada. And I was the only non-white on the show, and I was on first both nights. And I was like, motherfuckers, just stack it against me. And Mike McDonald was hosting it.
Michael McDonald or Mike?
No, Mike McDonald, Canadian guy.
Mike McDonald was a very beloved Canadian comedian who really was like pioneer for the Canadian comics.
Yeah, he was the first guy to like destroy a room.
Yeah, he was, and he was hilarious. He
made a lot of enemies in his time too.
Yeah, why?
Not with me, but he would always start fights with guys on the road.
So not on stage, but off stage.
Off stage, yeah.
Okay.
But he was very, very funny. And then he had
my Canadian hero was? Larry Horowitz.
I don't know him.
From Toronto? You don't know Larry Horowitz?
No.
You must have seen him. You had to have. He was.
There are so many funny Canadian comedians, though. I've hosted a bunch of the festivals, and I'm amazed how funny they are. Not amazing. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just hilarious.
Yeah, there's some real good ones out there.
Mike McDonald.
Yeah,
that's him, huh?
Yeah.
I remember I dropped him home from the airport one time years ago when he was living in Glendale. Yeah. He was so nice to me. That's the thing is, you know, I would hear all these stories about, oh, Mike's here, he's drunk, he's going to fight, he wants to fight people. I'm like, I never had a problem with Mike ever.
Never. I loved him.
Yeah, not one problem.
Well, he was also sober eventually, was he not?
Yeah, I'm sure he was, but he was always
nice. So offstage, he'd have a cocktail.
He was from Ottawa,
but he really killed. I mean, he had great jokes.
Larry Horowitz was so funny.
Where? Is he alive? Why are you saying...
I don't know if he's... I'm sure he's alive. Hopefully he's alive. I mean...
Well, what about Norm? I had to open for Norm in like 1989.
Horowitz, Eddie, not Orvitz.
Norm MacDonald dying. That was a real heartache.
Yeah, that one sucked because Norm was really a genius.
Really a genius.
Yeah. Do you remember him?
No. No, I don't remember him. I mean, I remember his face, but that's it.
Man, he was funny.
So Larry Horowitz on a stage in Montreal.
No, Toronto we were.
Or Toronto. And a Larry Horowitz here at the Comedy Store. Would he get the same laughs?
Oh, yeah. He would have fucking killed. His act was incredible.
Really?
Really.
He knew how to make his...
He could adapt.
The joke with him, with all the comics in him, was that he'd been doing the same set for so many years. But no matter how many times I saw him do the same set, he always made it look like he just thought of it.
That's the genius.
Yeah, and you know he had a joke about cars and the names. They named cars after animals. He said, but they're starting to run out of animals now. You know, I'm pretty sure next year you're going to hear about the... I remember back then it would be like the 1994 Ford Pig. And you push the horn and it goes... You know, and then the joke was... I would see him like in 99, the 1999 Ford Pig. And then I'd see somebody, they go, who'd you work with this week? Oh, I worked with Horowitz. And I go, and there'd be an older company. They go, I remember when it was a 73 Ford Pig.
That's funny.
And he goes, you know, those scratch tickets, you always see the people in the commercials for the scratch ticket, they scratch and go, whoopee, I won. He goes, you never see the real one where it's just a guy covered in that shit from the ticket going, fuck.
So did a Horowitz ever get out of Canada and
tour
in the States?
He did the Joan Rivers late night show, but that's when Mark Breslin was booking it.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, he really could have been something, I think. But, you know, everybody has a different desire in this game.
What, does it still make you happy doing stand-up?
When I'm doing stand-up, yes.
When you're actually... You know, it was Mike McDonald that used to say... They don't pay us to do stand-up. They pay us to leave our house and our families and travel. That's what we're getting paid for.
Yeah,
the minute we're on stage,
fair.
We're like, this is the best thing ever.
Yep,
but getting there sucked.
Yeah, it's like when you get a hooker, you're not paying her. You're paying her to leave.
That's exactly what I always say.
That's exactly
Thank
my
you
philosophy.
For acknowledging that there's a woman present. The whole Me Too business not happened at all, but as long as you're okay with it.
Welcome to Culturally Canceled.
Yeah, exactly. Courtney and I will just look at each other like, seriously? I'm going to distract Courtney, and you run. I'm going to be okay.
Courtney's been here for every episode.
Eddie's a felon. I understand why he can't go anywhere. Courtney, unless you shot a man and he picked you up in the audience, I don't get it.
Courtney's a comic, too, by the way.
You are. So are you learning a lot, Courtney, from
what not to do?
Exactly. Ixnay on that. Do not do the following things, and mostly don't offer cigars.
Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you like the podcast, please be sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about it. And if you didn't like it, go fuck yourself. And follow us on Instagram at Culturally Canceled and Culturally RP on Twitter. We're also on YouTube if you want to see what the backyard kind of looks like. You don't really see what the backyard looks like. You just see where my smoking section looks like. And you could probably sneak a peek in the house, you weirdo. Also, we have a phone line now, so call and leave a message. You can ask me about whatever you want to ask me about. Hip-hop, parenting, food, boxing, MMA, relationships, comedy, sex. I don't give a shit. Ask me whatever you want. And I'll do my best to answer your question. If you want to leave a message, the phone number is 424-666-1983. That's 424-666-1983. Until next week, I'm Russell Peters.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.